Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Toma Vina Ke Doyalu Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Abhina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Patita Pavanaitu Tavavatara Motamo Patita Prabhu Napai Ara Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mosamo Patita Prabhu Napaibe Ara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Prema Nanda Sukhi Kripa Balo Kanakara Mi Aha Prabhu Nityananda Prema Nanda Sukhi Kripa Bolo Kana Karo Ami Vara Adoya Koro Sita Pati Advaita Goshai Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nita Adoya Koro Sita Padi Advaita Goshai Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nita Aha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhatta Juga Shri Deva Prabhu Lokana. Mahaswarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Bhatta Juga Deva Prabhu Lokana. Adhoya Koro Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamo Dasa. Adhoya Koro Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamo Dasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koramore Tama Vina Keto Yalu Jagat Samsare. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Kedo Yalu Jagat Sansare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paravidakacharya, Asitara, Sadhu, Shri, Srimad, His Divine Grace, Raisi, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swara, Shri, Bhakti, Vedanta, Om Aganatavanandasya, Ganandhuna, Salakaya, Chaksun, Vilitam, Yena, Tasmai, Shri, Gurve, Noha, Shri, Chaitanya, Manovishtam, Stapitam, Yena, Bhutle,
Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Ganam Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purujana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Vitam Sta Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavana Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Dhruvya Sta Kripa Sanduvya Vasha Patitanam Pavaneyo Vaishnavayo Namo Maha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya
Dvaita
Chandra Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Today is the auspicious appearance of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya. I'm going to go over just a few verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, first of all, establishes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we should not think that he is some ordinary personality or even an ordinary incarnation. That Lord Krishna, he's known as Avatari, his other incarnations are known as avatars. Krishna has six different types of incarnations. Some of them are known as guna avatars, there's manvantaras, there's lila avatars, there's shakyavesh avatars, and then there's svangsa, or Krishna's original form. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Radha and Krishna, which means that he is the original source of all the yuga avatars, all the lila avatars, all the guna avatars, all the manvantaras, all the shakyavesh avatars. They're all emanating from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, when he comes, we should not think that his pastimes are something ordinary. Because, as with Krishna, when Lord Krishna comes, he comes in a two-handed form, and his pastimes sometimes appear to be that of an ordinary cowherd boy. But that's simply to increase the sweetness in Krishna's other forms, such as Matsya, Korma, or even Lord Ramachandra. The same sweetness is not there because the Aishwarya feature of Krishna covers the sweetness of Krishna's personality. But in Krishna's form, as a cowherd boy, Gopal, or Shyamasunda in Vrindavan, there's no Aishwarya covering his sweetness, and therefore the devotees can most intimately relate to him. The problem is that those who are not knowledgeable in the transcendental science, they take Krishna to be an ordinary person, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Avijananti mamuda manushim tanum ashityam parambhavam ajananto mamavyam anuttamam. That the foolish, they deride me when I descend in this human-like form because they don't know my supreme opulence, my dominion over everything that be. So we should not
be hesitant to learn about Krishna's opulence. As a matter of fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya paravo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. He says that I am the aham sarvasya paravo, that I am the source of everything, and for me the entire creation flows. Be wise, those who are Buddha, Buddha bhava samanvitaha. Those who are actually wise, by knowing these things, they develop bhava, or ecstasy. So one should not think that we should immediately jump and hear about Lord Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto, or we should jump and hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela and his childhood, or in Jagannath Puri, feeling separation from Radha and Krishna. One should not think like that, because if one can understand the opulent feature of the Lord, then ecstasy can develop, and from the platform of ecstasy, then one can actually appreciate the position of Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it is said, in the first chapter of the Adi Leela, the opulence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described. Krishna is known as Avatari, so from his features, Baladev, he expands in the quadruple form of Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradumya, and Vasudev. And from them into the Narayan feature, Narayan expands himself another time as a quadruple feature, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumya, and Aniruddha. And then the different manifestations of Narayan appear, who spread throughout the Vaikuntha planets. And then from those expansions, one of them, Mahasankarshan, comes the feature of Mahavishnu, who lies down in the causal ocean. And from that Mahavishnu comes innumerable universes. It is said that just as there are grains of sand on the beach, so there are that many universes. And in each universe, Mahavishnu expands himself as Garbhadaka Shai Vishnu and lies down and fills half the universe with his perspiration, and the other half a lotus flower comes from his navel, and Lord Brahma is born on top of that lotus flower, and he creates unlimited planetary systems. And for instance, we're on one of those little planetary systems, floating like specks of dust in the air. And from those Garbhadaka Shai Vishnu, Ashiradaka Shai Vishnu expands himself into every atom and all the universes. And the original source of all of this is Lord Krishna in his form of Svangsa avatar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that same personality who comes once in a day of Brahma. After Krishna himself, he comes once in a day of Brahma, being invited by Lord Brahma, and specifically to fulfill different purposes. Krishna says, Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya trishkritam dharma samsta pranarataya sambhavam yuge yuge. In order to protect the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, and to reestablish religious principles. So 500 years ago, Lord Krishna came and he fulfilled those purposes. He annihilated demons like Kamsa, Bakasura, Agasura, Trinavarta, Shakatasura, Banasura, Bhomasura, so many different demons. Every day he'd had a pastime and he'd kill one or two demons. And then on special days, he'd annihilate whole armies of demons. So he certainly did what he was supposed to do, killing demons. And he protected the devotees. He lifted Govardhan Hill with one little finger and protected the residents of Vrindavan from angry Indra. He protected the Pandavas when they were in the forest, when Draupadi had only one little speck of prasadam left in her pot. He protected the Pandavas from Duravasa Muni. And so many different ways he protected Queen Kunti Vipadak santu takshasva tatra tatra jagat guru. Krishna certainly fulfilled that, and he reestablished religious principles by speaking Bhagavad Gita. But still, no one took Krishna very seriously. Even though he's God, everyone immediately began to speculate that yes, he was simply a little bit more powerful than everyone else. As we can see in the Krishna book, that Krishna's illusory energy is so powerful that even he was present personally, even the demons. When Krishna was 1 week old, Putana came to kill him, and Putana thought that this boy is so powerful he can annihilate the entire cosmic creation, but still she thought, well, still I'll try and kill him. Mustika, Chanura, the other wrestlers who came to fight against Krishna, they thought that Krishna said, my dear Mustika, my dear Chanura, it is not proper that we cowherd boys, we should fight against you, because we are used to fighting in the forest with each other and play, but you are big, strong wrestlers. How is it possible that the spectators will be able to appreciate such a wrestling match between such inexperienced young boys as ourselves and great strong wrestlers who are as hard as thunderbolts? So Chanura Mustika said, my dear Krishna and Balaram, you cannot fool us. We know that you are the source of the whole cosmic creation. So fight with us and we'll kill you. So they were right, at least in the first part they were right. So Krishna's illusory energy is so powerful that even persons who knew that they were the Supreme Personality of Godhead still actually appreciate who Krishna is. Even Kamsa, he kept on speaking madly about, he was talking to a crore, he said, who is this Krishna? So he's lifted one pebble Govardhan Hill. So what's more amazing, you're claiming he's God just because he defeated one harmless water snake, Kaliya. So in so many different ways, persons derided him. And even the residents of Vrindavan didn't take seriously that he was God. They kept on thinking he was a young boy or the son of Nanda Maharaj. So no one really took very seriously. So after Krishna's disappearance, very few people became followers or Vaishnavas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, realizing what a degraded condition, and that in this age, Kali Yuga, people have no opportunity for self-realization. Therefore he first, such as Advaita Acharya, his father and mother, who are all Nitya Siddhas, specifically for the purpose of creating the atmosphere of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. So Sachi Nanda, Mother Jasoda, manifested herself as Sachi Mata, and Nanda Maharaj manifested himself as Jagannath Misra, and Advaita Acharya, who's an incarnation of Mahavishnu, specifically his part of creation in the material world is Shiva, that they all came down along with their eternal associates of Lord Krishna. All his expansions, they all manifested themselves. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And it is said, Anarpitam Chirim Charat Kuna Karuna Yava Tirna Kalo Samarpayitum Unatvajla Rasam Swabhakti Striyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kandamba Sandipitaha Sadaridya Kandare Spuratuva, such prayer by Rupa Goswami, that Anarpitam Chirim Charat Karunaya Vitirna Kalo. So Anarpita, which means that which is not manifested for a long, long time. So we should understand how fortunate we are. Lord Brahma, his one day is equal to 4,300,000 times 1,000. So that's 4,300,000,000 years. So once in a day of Brahma, the 27th Manvantara, the 27th millennium of the Manvantara, the 14th Manvantara, 7th Manvantara, the 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma, and then the 7th, the 27th millennium, Lord Krishna appears, and 500 years after his appearance, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So out of 4,300,000,000 years, we're fortunate enough to appear just a few years after the appearance of Lord Anarpitam Charim Charat, that which for a long, long time had not manifested himself. Lord Chaitanya for a long, long time did not come. Suddenly, now he's coming. Anarpitam Charim Charat Karunaya, and he's an ocean of mercy. Previously, if one wanted to obtain self-realization, to understand that one is not this body, one would have to go through great austerities and meditation for tens and thousands of years, or many, many lifetimes. So Karuna means that by his mercy, one can very easily obtain self-realization. Karuna yavatirna kalo, so he's the avatar of mercy in the age of Kali. Samarpayitum udvala rasam subhakti sriyam. So he's giving the highest transcendental state of devotional service, the highest rasa, udvala rasa, which means the conjugal mela. Of course, we should understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only the Madhurya rasa, he's giving all the different rasas. He specifically is in the mood of Madhurya rasa, feeling separation from Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. But he's not only coming himself, because the other verse is that Krishna varnam tvisa Krishna sango pangas raparshadam jagnai sankirtana prayer yanti hi sumedasa. That in this age of Kali, Krishna, he's not coming in his original form, blackish, but he's coming in a different form, Krishna Varnam, in a yellowish complexion. Gargamuni, he was relating the different colors. He was saying that in the age of Satyuga, Krishna comes in a whitish complexion. In the age of Treta Yuga, he comes in a reddish complexion. In the age of Dwarpa Yuga, he comes in a blackish complexion. And in the age of Kali Yuga, he comes in one day of Brahma, usually comes in a blackish complexion also. But once in a day of Brahma, he comes in a yellowish complexion. It's not blackish, it's not Krishna Varnam. It's not blackish complexion, therefore it's a yellowish complexion. And Tvisa Krishna, from within his mouth, he's always vibrating the holy name of Krishna. That's his distinctive feature. He's always chanting Krishna's name. Sango Pangasra Parashadam, and his ornaments, his sandalwood ornaments and his sandalwood paste and his different decorations, these are his weapons, as well as Sango Pangasra Parashadam, as well as his eternal associates such as Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and all his followers, they're also his weapons. So in this age, they're killing not the demons, but the demoniac mentality. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's unlimited mercy and beauty, he's coming here to destroy the demoniac mentality of the people in general. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes exhibited fearful features, such as the feature of Lord Nrisingadeva. One time Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking of the feature of Lord Nrisingadeva, and suddenly he manifested the form of Lord Nrisingadeva. And he ran through Navadvipa saying, "Where are the meat eaters? I'm going to bifurcate all of them." So all the people in the city became very fearful. So they all fled in all different directions. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to his house and felt very despondent that he had caused unnecessary fear in the hearts of all these people. And he started to say to Shivas, "I've committed a great sin." So Shivas Thakura said, "No, anyone who's seen you in this form of Lord Nrisingadeva, they become liberated. But there's no need to become despondent." So a very on very few occasions, even when he went to meet the Qazi, still he took along with him 100,000 citizens one night, and they had, but his weapon was kirtan. He didn't do any bodily harm to the Qazi. Simply they chanted the holy names, and by chanting the holy names, they defeated the Qazi. So in this incarnation, Krishna destroys the demoniac mentality with his beauty and with his mercy. And in this way, he establishes the religious principle for this age of Harinam Sankirtan. And those who are Sumedasa, those who have some brains, just like we have the word Grihamedi means one who's always thinking of their house. So generally speaking, in this age, when you meet someone, you say, excuse me, if you meet anyone, you always ask them, where do they come from? Because people are always thinking about their house. And the first house everyone lives in is their body. Not necessarily checking out their body. How do you feel today? Do you need anything? Need something to eat? Do you have a nice place to sleep? Does everyone love you? So this is called Grihamedi, one who's always thinking of their house. As opposed to Grihastha, one who's always thinking about devotional service. So Sumedasa means one who's thinking good thoughts, one who's thinking transcendentally. Those who have some transcendental intelligence, they'll take to the Sankirtan movement. So generally, we introduce the philosophy to people that you are not this body. Because unless people can understand that they're not this body, then they'll think that this dancing and chanting is just a waste of time. These people are so foolish, they're dancing and chanting and they could be out earning some money. They're wasting their youth. They could be getting a good job, and with that money they could buy themselves a new house and live very opulently watching television and drinking beer. But instead, they're foolishly spending their time, wasting their time, dancing, chanting, like fanatics in the street. No brains. So people think like that because they have no conception of the difference between themselves and their body. Because instead of being Sumedasa, they're Grihamedis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't so much introduce this philosophy, but his expansion, such as Lord Nityananda and their associates, first, that we're not this body. Although the chanting of Hare Krishna is so potent that if one takes to it, that one will realize these things automatically. But hearing the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, one will not be able to appreciate the reason why these devotees are dancing and chanting. Sumedasa, yantihi sumedasa. So this is the jaga for this age, the sacrifice, this chanting of Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving this ujvala rasam, conjugal mellow. Of course, he's not giving this at once. One should not think the madhurya rasa is so easily obtained that simply we chant Hare Krishna for a few years and suddenly we manifest the ujvala rasam. It is not so easy to get that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering that rasa also. In the other incarnations, the mellows of servitorship are generally there, serving the different incarnations. But, for instance, in Lord Ramachandra, he manifests himself as a king, and the so he manifested himself as a king, and those who were followers of Lord Ramachandra in Ayodhya, generally they manifested themselves in the mood of servitorship, with slight parental affection coming from his parents, such as what's that? Dasarat, what's his mother's name? No, not Kaikeyi. She, no, it's all right, just... So there was some mellow of paternal affection, but mostly it's the mellow of servitorship. So when the residents of the sages of Dandakaranya wanted to establish a relationship with Lord Ramachandra, he, in the mood of conjugal love, he suggested that they manifest themselves during the advent of Lord Krishna in when Krishna would appear in Vrindavan. And so they themselves came and were born in the wombs of the gopis in Vrindavan. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually freely distributing the mellow of conjugal love. But we should understand that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ocean of mercy, one cannot approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with his associates, such as Lord Nityananda and the other Panchatattva. So one can only approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And one can approach Lord Nityananda specifically through the service of preaching. Lord Nityananda, he took it as his mission. To deliver the conditioned souls of this age. Although this is actually the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the conditioned souls in the age of Kali, still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not so much directly deal with the conditioned souls. Of course, when he was traveling in South India for 5 years during his Madhya Leela, at that time he would simply glance at different persons who would hear him, either by hearing his chanting of the holy name or by receiving his glance. They would become so ecstatic in love of God that whoever would hear them chant the holy name, they would also become ecstatic in love of God. And anyone who would hear them chant the holy name, they would also become ecstatic in love of God. So it makes one wonder if it would have been better to simply been around at that time. A lot easier than chanting 16 rounds a day. So this is definitely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Of course, we may have been one of those persons who heard someone chant the holy name, who had heard someone chant the holy name. But we didn't get it quite right, so we're down here. And anyone who simply saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his glance or by seeing his bodily beauty, they develop Krishna prema, or ecstatic love for Krishna. So during that time of traveling in South India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted most of South India into Vaishnavas. There is one story we had heard that some devotees went to one city. What was the name of that city? North India. So that every day the devotees were there, every day there used to be a big kirtan party go back and forth in the city. So the devotees were quite amazed, you know, that this is exactly, they had mridanga and kartels and they'd be singing the Hare Krishna mantra. So the devotees were very surprised. They thought maybe some ISKCON devotees had been there and started the Harinam there. So they asked one of the villagers and he said, well, you don't really know. You know, we can't remember exactly how this started. We've been doing this since we were born. So they called over Dadu. Dadu means uncle. Generally, the elderly members of the village, they're called Dadu. So they called over Dadu, and Dadu kind of crept over and... oh, yeah. So, Dadu, where does this come from, this Harinam every day? He said, well, I wasn't around, but around 500 years ago... this very beautiful boy came and he was 7 feet tall and golden complexion and he introduced it and he said every day you should have Harinam here and chant the holy names, you know, up and down the city. So they said, and they agreed to do it, so for 500 years they've been doing it. That's called consistency. hopefully no one from the some company from the West will come and say, well, why are you wasting your time? You can... So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifests his mercy for some years, but most of the time he was either in Navadvip in his feature, in his boyhood feature, displaying his pastimes, either as a brahmachari, learning logic and scholarship from different Ganga Das or his other teachers, or as a householder with Lakshmi Priya or Vishnu Priya. So these pastimes were only appreciated by a few residents of Navadvip. And during his later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests himself for 48 years. During the later 24 years, minus 5, which means 19 years, he was feeling the separation from that Srimati Radharani felt from Krishna in Vrindavan. The pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very closely parallel the pastimes of Lord Krishna. his middle pastimes. Even, for instance, in his childhood, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wandering as a little boy, 5 years old, and some thieves found him. The same pastime appeared in Krishna Leela. Some thieves found him and they took him on his back and they said, come with us, Nimai, and we'll give you some sweetmeats. So Nimai said, oh, that sounds great. He's definitely in the mood of Krishna in that way. So the thieves, because Nimai was covered with so many jewels, the thieves thought, let us go and steal all these jewels and we'll put an end to this little boy. So they start to take Nimai into the forest, and Nimai thought, oh, this is really fun. They're carrying me on their back. And so for some time they started to go around, but by Nimai's illusory potency, after traveling for some time, they wound up again in the front of Jagannath Misra's house. So at this time, Sati Mata and Jagannath Misra and all the residents, they were all frantically looking for Nimai. And suddenly these two thieves enter into the house with Nimai. So the thieves became so disturbed, they immediately threw Nimai down and they put Nimai down and started to flee from the house. So Jagannath Misra and Satyamati told their servants to immediately chase after these two thieves so they can give them a reward for finding Nimai. But the thieves, they ran so quickly that no one could catch them. So Jagannath Misra and Satyamati felt very disappointed they couldn't award the thieves. So in many ways, even Akura's disappearing, or Krishna disappearing when Akura came in and took Krishna away to Mathura to fight in the wrestling match against the Chanura Mastika and to kill Kamsa. This is also paralleled by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas and leaving the residents of Vrindavan, feeling separation from him. So in the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very similar. And his later pastimes, of course, feeling separation from Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was constantly feeling this transcendental ecstasy. Therefore it is said that he came for three different purposes, he came for two major purposes. One is to spread the Sankirtan movement. It is said that there's always a Yuga avatar, and at the same time Krishna was feeling some desire to understand different features of Srimati Radharani. Of course we should understand that Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always in Goloka Vrindavan. He has his particular place in Goloka Vrindavan, where he performs the Sankirtan movement there. It is not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly manifested himself on this planet and this was the first time. But eternally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exists in Goloka Vrindavan. So those who are Vaishnavas in a certain line or a certain mood, they, after leaving this body, they take two forms. One is an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Goloka Vrindavan, engaged in the Sankirtan movement, and the other is a particular rasa in with Lord Krishna in another part of Goloka Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to manifest his feelings on this planet, because in this particular age, we can understand what is the highest rasa through the mood of separation. It is not possible to directly experience Madhurya rasa, but it can be experienced through experiencing the Madhurya rasa of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in order to, or the Vipralamba seva of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book in 34, he says, the gopis of Vrindavan were so attached to Krishna that they were not satisfied simply with a rasa dance at night. They wanted to associate with him and enjoy his company during the daytime also. When Krishna went to the forest with the cowherd boys and the cows, the gopis could not physically take part, but their hearts went with him. And because their hearts went, they are able to enjoy his company through strong feelings of separation. To enjoy the strong feeling of separation is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his direct disciple succession of Goswamis. When we are not physically in contact with Krishna, we can also associate with him through these feelings of separation. Krishna's transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes are all identical with him. There are 9 different processes of devotional service, and devotional service to Krishna and feelings of separation elevates the devotees to the highest perfectional level, to the level of the gopis. As stated in the prayers of the 6 Goswamis by Srinivasacharya, that they gave up their opulent positions in their princely order of life and went to Vrindavan, where they lived as ordinary mendicants begging from door to door. But they were so much enriched with the gopis' feelings of separation that they enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri, he enjoyed the feelings of separation of Srimati Radharani. Those who are in the disciple succession of the Goswamis and the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya should also feel the separation of Krishna, worship his transcendental form, discuss his transcendental teaching, his pastimes, his entourage, and his associates. The spiritual master should enrich the devotees to the highest perfectional level. Feeling constant separation from Krishna while engaged in devotional service is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that feelings of separation from Radha and Krishna. For 19 years in Jagannath Puri, he was constantly feeling separation. For instance, sometimes he'd just be wandering on the shore, simply walking along, and suddenly he'd see the Charvaka Parvata. Charvaka Parvata means the sand dune in Jagannath Puri. Sometimes the wind would blow the sand in such a way as it would form sand dunes. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much in feeling ecstasy that he would mistake this as Govardhan Hill. Sometimes devotees go to Govardhan Hill and they mistake it for a sand dune. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much in ecstasy that he was mistaking sand dunes for being Govardhan Hill. So immediately he began to run towards Govardhan and he recited one verse, "Blessed is this Govardhan Hill because it provides fresh grasses for the cows and clear water for the cows, and provides all the necessities of caves for the cowherd boys and Krishna. That Govardhan Hill is the best of all the devotees." So reciting this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rushed towards this hill, the sand dune at the speed of the mind. But due to ecstasy, his body erupted just like Kadamba flowers. Kadamba flower is a very beautiful yellowish flower that appears only in Vrindavan, the Kadamba trees. But his body began to, all the pores of his body erupted just like yellow Kadamba flowers. And blood and perspiration started to ooze from his body simultaneously. And so he slowed down to the speed of the wind. At this time, his body froze in ecstasy and he fell down on the ground. When all the devotees, headed by Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, they all started to run towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including Bhagavan Acharya, who was lame, so he had to go very slowly. So they finally came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and at this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind went to Vrindavan. And there, in Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Krishna herding the cow on Govardhan Hill and playing on his flute. And then suddenly he played on his flute, and all the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, appeared, and Krishna and Srimati Radharani were entering into the cave of Govardhan. And some of the gopis, they told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to pick flowers and make a garland for Radha and Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was engaged in picking flowers to make a garland for Radha and Krishna, when suddenly all the devotees came, and they started in great anxiety. They saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body was horripilating in ecstasy, and all the pores of his body were flowing blood and perspiration. And so they started to bathe him with the water from the Jagannath beach, ocean. And at this time, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to half external consciousness. And then he started to lament. He said, "Why have you brought me here? I was there in Vrindavan. I was engaged in service to Radha and Krishna. And then you all made this loud sounds, and you brought me back here." And then he started to cry. And then he came to full external consciousness when Bhagavan Acharya came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very embarrassed. And he said, "Why have you all come here?" And Bhagavan Acharya said, "Just to see you dance, my lord." And then they all went to bathe in the Jagannath ocean. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the highest platform of feeling so much separation from Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan that one is actually with Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. But by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by becoming his associate, then it's possible to actually feel this transcendental separation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association can be gained only through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda, he's famous because he went door to door throughout Navadvip, constantly telling everyone to bhaja Krishna, bolo Krishna, to chant Krishna's name, to serve Krishna, to worship Krishna. Lord Nityananda, he'd knock on the door, and when someone come to the door, then immediately he'd start rolling on the ground with a straw in his mouth. This is considered quite humble. Nowadays, he'd roll on the ground with a straw in his mouth, and he'd ask people to chant the name of Krishna, to worship Krishna. And most people, they do that, because people are a little pious, especially in Navadvip, since they were all eternal associates of Lord Krishna. But sometimes he had a little bit more difficulty, such with Jagai and Madai, who tried to kill him, and Haridas Thakur also. In any case, Lord Nityananda, he showed the example of a preacher how to get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy through the preaching of the Sankirtan movement. So Lord Nityananda, he is the original representative of the spiritual master. But the guru or the disciple succession was not manifest itself in a very dynamic way, as we pray that Rupa Goswami, when will he give us his mercy, so that we can understand the innermost desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and manifests itself on this earth. So after the disappearance of the Goswamis, there was some time when Vaishnavism was considered to be a very degraded. So many different upasampadayas, the owls, the bowels, the Kartibekas, the Garanganagaris, the Dravesias, so many different upasampadayas, which more or less took devotional service as materialism, simply an excuse for intoxication and illicit sex. So this went on for some time. So although great acharyas such as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur appeared and Baladeva Vidyabhushan, although they appeared and they manifested the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different ways, still it wasn't until Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura came and reestablished Vaishnavism as a scientific process, not some sectarian religion, but the actual science of self-realization, and uncover the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which had fallen even in India into disrepute. By the mercy of his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who established the Gaudiya Math, to preach strongly the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they didn't establish very big elaborate temples. That's why it was called the Gaudiya Math. Math means a small place of preaching. But instead they established centers throughout India and made attempts to preach in the Western world. But then again, after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, most of his followers became Sahajiyas. They didn't want to spend so much time preaching. They simply used their temples. More or less, they'd get up in the morning, ring a bell, and go and collect donations for showing the deity. Therefore, it wasn't until Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world and started to preach, because Prabhupada, for instance, he tried to preach Krishna consciousness in India, and he'd asked the Brahmin families, just give me one of your sons and I'll turn him into a Vaishnava. And even some Brahmins, they'd have many sons, they'd say, no, our son's going to become a lawyer, he's not going to become a Vaishnava. What is the good of, how could he earn any money? He's going to starve. The begging business in India wasn't so good at that time. Of course, nowadays it's picked up, but there were many people in India, during the day, they put on a saffron dress and go and beg. And then at night, and live at home with their family on the basis of whatever they collected in saffron dress. So that was the understanding of what Vaishnavism was. So they said, no, we're not going to give anyone. So we can see that Prabhupada, he even tried to start some preaching work in Jhansi, and the governor's wife, she didn't want him to have the place in Jhansi. She wanted the Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj means that they don't believe in the scripture, they don't believe in deity worship, they don't believe in any of these things, they only believe in philanthropic work. So the Prabhupada was removed from Jhansi, his place in Jhansi, so the governor's wife could start more valuable work with the Arya Samaj. So this was India's position at the time when Prabhupada was trying to preach there. Therefore, at the age of 70, he boarded the boat, the Jaladuta, came to the Western world with 64 rupees, which is, Prabhupada said, it was the equivalent of a couple of hours spending in New York. And he started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which within 10 years, during Prabhupada's presence, expanded into over 100 temples with thousands of devotees. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the disciples' succession, continues to preach the message of Krishna consciousness around the world. So this is the actual desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the actual purpose of Lord Nityananda's appearance. And if one participates in that service to Gaur Nitai by spreading Krishna consciousness, then the result is that gradually one will become an associate of Gaur Nitai, and all these other things will automatically be revealed. So it's not very difficult for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to a worthy recipient, to actually reveal these things, but one has to become qualified. So the qualification is that one has to become a well-wisher for all living entities. So that's not so easy in this age. One has to utilize all his energy in Krishna's service. One has to surrender everything to Krishna and become a well-wisher of all living entities. So this is the Sankirtan movement. To sacrifice one's energy in the service of the chanting of the holy name and to spread the holy name around. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays to Haridas Thakur, he reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die, for thou art living still and sound, that Vaishnavas die to live and living spread the holy name around. So it is the job of the Vaishnavas to spread Krishna consciousness as far and wide as possible. So although Srila Prabhupada, for instance, he was undoubtedly on the highest platform of Krishna consciousness, because it says, Krishna Shakti Vananahi Tara Pravartana, Kali Kali Krishna Sankirtan, Krishna, that in this age of Kali, that Krishna Shakti Vananahi Tara Pravartana, that no one can spread the Sankirtan movement unless he's directly empowered by the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those who distribute books, for instance, they can see that it is not by one's own potency that one is distributing books. I remember when I first came to the movement, although in school I was the captain of my debating team in high school, because it wasn't a very good debating team. But I remember I was quite shy at the beginning, and somewhat shy, except for getting money from people. I wasn't too shy for doing that. But to deal with people on the street, people I had never seen before, I was a little shy. But then, by some experience, I could actually see that it was by Krishna's potency that one was able to distribute the books. So any Sankirtan devotee, anyone who goes out and distributes books, one can see that it is by, not by our potency, it is by the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Similarly, any service done in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, that service is also being empowered by their grace to help spread the Sankirtan movement. But Prabhupada, he, to the beyond previous examples, Prabhupada spread the Sankirtan movement everywhere in all parts of the world, simply by following the disciples' succession by introducing the Hare Krishna mantra. And he preached the basic philosophy, mostly. I remember when I was 1969, Prabhupada was traveling. They didn't have a tape ministry then, so we couldn't get tapes. So the devotees would call up and find out what the new philosophy that Prabhupada was teaching. So the devotees would hear, yes, Prabhupada's preaching very esoteric things like, we're not this body. And sometimes Prabhupada would say things in confidence, you know, to some devotee, and he'd say it, and he'd find out that everyone else knew the same thing. So Prabhupada would preach the very basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness is so powerful that so many persons became devotees of Krishna. And by taking up Krishna of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gradually anyone who does that, they become qualified eventually to receive more and more mercy from Gaur Nitai. So, although it is said, Anarpitam Chirim Charat Kuruna Yavatir Nakalo Samarpayatum Unatvala Unatvodula Rasam Subhakti Spriyam Hari Parata Sundara Duti Kandamba Sandipitaha Sadaridaya Kandare Paratuva Sachinanana. That Lord may that beautiful form of Sachinandana, the son of Mother Sachi, be ever resplendently manifest in the innermost core of your heart. That he's appeared in the age of Kali to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before the most mellow taste of his own devotional service. So we should understand that this Sankirtan movement is ultimately aimed at receiving the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should not take it so cheaply. We should understand it is by the process introduced by Srila Prabhupada that if one takes it that seriously, everything else will automatically follow, and one will get the mercy of the disciplic succession, ultimately the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the mercy of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Otherwise, we can see that no one else has been able to distribute the innermost desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any other way, effectively in any other way, that is only by the Sankirtan movement as introduced by Srila Prabhupada that has actually had an effect to bring people gradually to the platform of Krishna consciousness. So I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes. Yes, many people do that. They become so internal that they gradually enter into trance for some time. When we say external, first of all, we have to understand who we are. We're a 1/10,000 size of Tipihara soul. So where is there any question of internal or external in one sense? In other words, even this body appears that we're the doer. We're simply the observer. And Bhagavad Gita says that the living entity, he's the cause of the different happiness and distresses in this material world. And the material energy is manifesting the different activities of the three modes of material nature. So for ourselves, there's no question of, in one sense, of external, because we're not doing anything. Although it is external in the sense. But this body, if it's used in the Sankirtan mission, then it's as good as being spiritual. Although it's considered, when it says external, it doesn't mean material. In other words, if it's actually being engaged in Krishna consciousness, then it's as good as spiritual, the activities. On the other hand, as far as internal, we should also read so that we should also hear about Krishna and understand things so that our activities are spiritual. In other words, when we see things in Krishna consciousness and we have the inner desire to serve Krishna, then our activities certainly become spiritual. On the other hand, if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and we don't engage in the Sankirtan to some degree. For instance, anyone who reads Bhagavad Gita and devotees are serving Krishna and how they're developing the desire to serve Krishna, if after reading all this he thinks, well, I'm not going to do anything to serve Krishna, then he's lost something in the translation. After hearing about how Narada Muni is going around spreading Krishna in his eternal spiritual body, spreading Krishna, Mahaprabhu went to South India, was preaching Krishna consciousness, how Lord Nityananda is going door to door, after hearing from Prabhupada about distributing books, after reading all these different things, he decides, I'm simply going to hear and chant. I'm not going to save any conditioned souls because that's external. Then somehow or another, he's got the wrong translation of the books. So it says, Iha yasya harer dashe karmana manasa gira nikila yavavasa su jivan mukta sa uchite. That Rupa Goswami says, the liberated soul is one who fully utilizes his body, mind, and words in Krishna service. So to fully utilize his body in this age means to engage in the Sankirtan movement, the spreading Krishna consciousness, chanting and dancing in the association of the devotees, and delivering that message or that Krishna consciousness to others. So if we're actually hearing properly, then we'll want to use the body in distributing Krishna consciousness to others. And that distributes to others in that mood of a service to one's guru and to guru and Gauranga, that's not external, it's not material, it's spiritual, it's a fully spiritual activity. And that will elevate one deeper and deeper internally. so that by the mercy of Krishna, that all the, as it says, yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tas yaiti kahita prakashante mahatmana. It is by only firm faith in Guru and Krishna that the actual inner understandings of Krishna consciousness are revealed. So Prabhupada, he's the example of the most successful acharya that's ever been on this planet. So we have firm faith in his teachings, with stress preaching, and firm faith in Krishna's words, that there's no one more dear to me than one who spreads nachatas manusheshu bhakti me bhavita me kritama, that no one is more dear to me than one who spreads the Krishna consciousness movement. So one who has firm faith in Guru and Krishna, then the innermost teachings will be revealed to him. Other than that, it's very unlikely the realizations will actually be that deep. Yes, the logic said. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't dealing with such degraded persons. And when Prabhupada was chanting, for instance, on the Bowery, and they had all the hippies coming, they'd all come by, and they think that they just want to listen to the music, and they thought, let's see what we'd experience in our heads. Most of them were on LSD and other types of drugs. And they were trying to see how mixing the Hare Krishna mantra would add a certain flavor to it, to their drug experiences. So although Prabhupada's chanting was quite pure, it wasn't until, for instance, he went out to Tompkins Square Park, the devotees actually began to appreciate the potency that Prabhupada had in chanting. Because even when Prabhupada would chant at the beginning, that even the devotees couldn't, even those who were becoming devotees couldn't really recognize it. But when they saw the effect it had, when they went out to Tompkins Square Park and how so many people became attracted to it, then they started to develop faith in it themselves from the chanting. So it's by preaching that one can actually, one's potency is actually manifested. And of course later on, when Prabhupada was recognized and people began, devotees developed some appreciation for him, then they can actually understand, when they became a little purified, how potent his chanting actually is. Yes. Yes, so the process of liberating the whole universe is still going on. That's ISKCON. In any case, in order to get liberation, it's not so easy. One has to be qualified. Therefore, the process of qualifying people to go back to the spiritual world is the movement introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as much as it's successful, then so many people will go back to the spiritual world. At the time of Lord Ramachandra's appearance, all the residents of Ayodhya went back to the spiritual world. But they were already Nitya Siddhas. They appeared with him from the spiritual world, and therefore it was natural they went back. Similarly, the residents of Dwarka and other places, they were all Nitya Siddhas. Most of us aren't Nitya Siddhas who appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Therefore, he's even more merciful But there is the process of the Sankirtan movement. You know, there's some opportunity given to them. I know there's some kind of liberation, but exactly what they get depends upon free will is always there. Yes. I never heard that at all. Where did you hear that from? Oh. Yeah, I don't, it's not, definitely that's not our ultimate goal. In any case, as it says in the Krishna book, that the whole world is full of Krishna singing, and everyone's understanding that in different ways. That the whole world is, everyone is dancing with Krishna. For those who are trying to imitate Krishna's dancing, they're dancing with his Maya. And those who are dancing with Krishna in harmony with his desire, they're dancing with Krishna personally. So the whole spiritual world, in one sense, is a rasa dance. It is said, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpaturuva Juma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamayitanyam Amritam. So it says that everyone there, no one walks there, everyone dances in the spiritual world. So in that sense, the whole spiritual world is one big rasa dance. But that's enjoyed in different five different rasas, of which the conjugal rasa is only one of them. So although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced the possibility of obtaining that rasa, but not everyone in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila was in that rasa. For instance, Murari Gupta, he was Hanuman. So Hanuman, it was very hard to convince him to become a gopi. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally tried to convince Hanuman to become a gopi, it just didn't fit in. Similarly, Murari Gupta and others, Anupam, they were devotees of Lord Ramachandra. And all of Lord Nityananda's followers, they were all cowherd boys. And the followers of Advaita Acharya, many of them were servants. So all five rasas were present during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. So we're not necessarily, it's not our, first of all, our mission is not to, you know, become into the conjugal rasa. Our mission is to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his particular mission here, which is to spread the Krishna, become Krishna conscious ourselves and to spread it to others. As far as what rasa we're in, that's eternally there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kavanoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chite Karya Udoy. And that will automatically be revealed according to our development of a practical service attitude in Krishna consciousness. Krishna empowers the devotee according to his desire to practically serve him in the Sankirtan movement. And part of that is the revelation of one's particular relationship with Krishna. But that's automatically given according to one's sincere desire to perform practical service in the Sankirtan movement. Yeah. What happens? Well, let's not. Well, the process is undoubtedly the same, but the mercy is not exactly equal. In other words, Krishna, the process, when Krishna appears in a blackish form, he also spreads the Sankirtan movement, but it's not the same mercy as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given. In other words, in this age, we have the chance to connect with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this way develop feelings of separation in the mood of Radha and Krishna. So that may not be given in the same way in the other Kali Yugas.
And then
Well, Krishna appears at the end of Dwarpa Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears at the beginning of Kali Yuga. Yeah, so the holy name is an eternal process. Prahlad Maharaj was always chanting the holy name also. But due to the manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only 500 years ago, displaying his different transcendental pastimes and authorizing in this age, because after all, service to Krishna means to follow his instructions. If Krishna says that the process in this age is meditation, and you try to become successful by performing sacrifices, you may not get Krishna's mercy. Because ultimately it's not what you do that counts, it's the fact that you do what Krishna wants you to do, and therefore he becomes compassionate and gives his mercy. So in this age, Krishna, he's authorized in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanting of the holy names. So by chanting the holy names and performing service to the holy name through his Panchatattva and the disciplic succession, the result is that one connects with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his transcendental Leela and ultimately enters into the abode of Vrindavan in that way. As far as the other ages, that Krishna comes in a certain mood and one can connect with him in that mood, but it's not going to be in the same sweetness of adalya or compassion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. That Krishna is in the mood of sweetness and madhurya, but only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is in the mood of aldarya or compassion. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Avaduta Kidar, Srila Prabhupada Kidar.